This is a Doxcast, not an Argon Soxcast, or a Bendis and Loxcast. Now I'm hungry. This is a Doxcast. It's a nerdy Toxcast. Discuss a Moxcast with Rich Early and friends.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another charitable episode of the Doxcast. I am your co-host, Josh Trumbo, and with me, as always, is the familial Richard Early. Rich, how are you doing today?
I'm great, and with us is Jill Erickson, Executive Director of the Ronald McDonald House. How are you, Jill?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very good. We're recording this at lunch, so if you're watching us on Facebook or on Twitch, welcome. Enjoy your McDonald's drive-thru or whatever it is you're waiting for right now. If you're listening elsewhere, we release episodes every Monday morning and this on iTunes or through our website, and we are going to talk today about a really cool event that we've got. We are doing, this is the first time we've ever done this. We've never done a picnic before. but we're doing an event called Family First Charity Picnic. And back before Free Comic Book Day, we connected with the Ronald McDonald House and a gentleman named Joe Caramagna, who's a Marvel comics creator. And it all kind of came together. You guys were here for Free Comic Book Day, and we all thought it was a great event.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. There was a lot of people, and Joe had a great time, so we had a lot of fun.
So yeah, at that time, I knew Fantastic Four number one was coming back, and as a comic fan, and if I have comic listeners, which hopefully I do today, we all know that Marvel has not published a Fantastic Four comic for over 5 years now. It's totally ridiculous. But they, when the Fox company, when 20th Century Fox did their last Fantastic Four, all indications are that Ike Perlruder, the president of Marvel Comics, had a freak out that he didn't want to promote their movie in any way, shape, or form.
Would that be?
Yeah. Well, they went so far, they apparently took down anything of the Fantastic Four in the Marvel offices.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Artwork, you name it, right? It was crazy. So,
it's a little excessive, but...
Yeah. So, this past year, C.B. Sobolski has come along, the new editor-in-chief, and we have known for a while that a new Fantastic Four was coming along. And so, before Free Comic Book Day, I just had this thing popped into my head where I said to myself, we should do an event with you guys more often, and what about the idea of family first with comics first family? So that's where this whole concept basically came from. So,
right. And now it's on a poster. It's official.
It is.
It's official. It's official.
So, but the reason that we're doing it is to benefit Ronald McDonald House. So, Jill, what is Ronald? If people don't know, what is Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah. So, at the Ronald McDonald House, we provide housing for families who have children in the hospital. So, families that are coming from outside of Fargo-Moorhead because of the really good medical care we have here in Fargo to get their child well. And so, our mission is really to keep families together. Make sure they're near their child and there's no barrier for them to be close to their child. And so to do that, we need support. And this is a really fun way to support those families.
Yeah, and the new house, I mean, we had the opportunity to tour it on your open house. And I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's
so cool.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, we just built a new Ronald McDonald House. It's almost 31,000 square feet. It is awesome. We have some pinball in there. Mm-hmm. We have an elevator, which we never had before, so exciting stuff.
That's good.
Every family has their own bathroom now, which we didn't have before, and we have been really full. So the families have been loving it. Lots of stuff going on there, and we're really excited about it.
Oh, and my favorite part was the hidden room.
The magic room. We have a magic room. And when you say the magic word, which changes often, so you have to find out what the magic word is, then the door will magically open and kids can go in and pick out a toy. So it's a fun space for the kiddos.
Have you been out there?
Yeah, I went during the open house as well. And just blown away. I mean, that kitchen area. It's huge, and I love the fact that you have a kitchen area, just an entire area for families, and then a whole kitchen area for volunteers. So there can be people in there volunteering, making food for the families, and then other families, if they have specific dietary needs or they want to make their own food, they can still be in there working too. And I just thought that was such a brilliant idea to have that. So that way you don't step on anyone's toes that way. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's worked out really well. You know, families can mingle. They can still see the volunteers. They can still talk. But they have their own space. And it's really a gathering space, our kitchen. So we've really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a phenomenal place. And I mean, this sort of stuff is always very personal to me. I grew up having surgeries and, you know, with a family struggling to figure out where to stay and how to pay for the trips and all those sorts of things. So, I mean, the value of this is very near to my heart. So,
yeah. And I mean, I think your story is exactly why we exist. You know, we want families to not have to worry about that anymore. So it really is nice to be able to offer them a place to stay. We ask families to pay $20 a night if they're able, but no one is turned away if they can't pay anything. In fact, last year, over 90% of our families didn't pay anything towards the cost of their stay.
Wow. Yeah. And you have to, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, you have got to generate the funds yourself, right? I mean,
correct. Yes.
You do is all...
Yeah, we are 100% donor funded. We do get some funds through McDonald's. So for those of you on your lunch going through McDonald's, shout out.
See, there's a reason McDonald's drive-thru.
Right, and we all believe you knew that when you said it.
Right, absolutely. So when you go through the drive-thru and you see those little boxes in the drive-thru, that money actually comes back to the Ronald McDonald House, all of it. So we have some cool stuff like that that helps out. And then a lot of it is just fine folks giving up their hard-earned cash for us, which we really appreciate. And we like to do it through fun events like this. So excited for the picnic.
And I don't know. I have no idea how the picnic will go. What I'm looking to do over time is build something really significant between us, you know, to really find a good way. So this to me is still experimenting. You know, we're trying to figure out what we can do. I mean, when it comes to Children's Miracle Network, we've been able to build enough of an event in a network of people where North Dakota raised $35,000 for Extra Life last year. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's amazing.
I don't know if we can ever do that for you in the same way. I'm not sure. But so far I see us as we're kind of trying stuff, you know, to see where we can get to. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
So the way this picnic works, and the picnic will be right here at Paradox. There's been a little confusion over that. People will say, where's the picnic? But since it's our first year, we're just going to put chairs and tables up on the sidewalk in front of the store, probably 2 or 3 8-foot tables with chairs. And we'll just see if, you know, we have no idea. There might be 3 people there or 50. I couldn't even, you know, I really don't know what's going to happen. The response has been wonderful. People have been very complimentary about the event and are very excited about it. In fact, those of you who are watching right now, there are 4 donation tiers. The highest one, we only have 2 available, and it's a $250 donation tier that gets them a lot of stuff and gets a $75 donation for Ronald McDonald House. They're both sold already.
That's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, no matter what, I can tell you, you're getting $150.
Awesome.
You know, and the one that I've been really encouraging people to do is, well, let's go over them. And I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself, but you would buy one of these tiers, and you will get some things for yourself and your family, and you will make a corresponding donation. Josh, do you want to read those quick?
Yeah, I'm going to. Sorry for folks who are watching. I'm going to steal the poster away. It's on there. I don't want to lean over Rich and read. For $9.99, that is the lowest tier there, you get a copy of Fantastic Four with number one with cover A. Now, there are different variant covers.
Yeah, and the reason we did that, you actually, there's going to be a whole bunch of different covers. Some will be cover price, $5.99. Some will be more. So if you didn't want cover A, you'd be able to pick any $5.99 cover. But
sure.
It's sort of hard to communicate way too much information.
Right.
So we try to just keep it simple. So.
Right. So, so you get a copy of the comic book, you get an entry to the picnic, and that makes a $5 donation to Ronald McDonald House.
And this level is perfect if you are, if you're a single comic fan. You know, if you're, a lot of our regulars are, they come in by themselves every week or two, they pick their stuff up. This is perfect for you. You're going to get the comic you want anyway, but now, like, make yourself a hero. Like, you love heroes, you love reading them. All we're doing is we're giving you a chance to be a real-life hero.
Right. And that pretty much equals out to free entry to the picnic.
Yep.
Because it's a $5 donation, a $5 comic.
Yep.
And then you get food.
Yep.
So that's pretty solid right there. But then you can go up to the $39.99 tier, That gets you, again, that cover A, plus four art germ variants. Tell us about these germs.
Yeah, no.
Rich.
I have some questions.
Yeah.
So there's Stanley Art Germ Law is a current really popular comic variant cover artist. Mm-hmm. So what he's done is he's painted four covers, one featuring one of the members of the Fantastic Four. It's a great collectible. It is just, it's a beautiful, you know, you can mm-hmm. put them together on the wall and it shows the whole team. They're just gorgeous covers. There's a little more to this tier too, but that's what the covers are.
Yeah. And so if you don't know the Fantastic Four, there are four members.
And oh, really?
And they're fantastic.
They're fantastic.
So, yeah. So you get those. And if you're curious what they look like, they are on the poster here. For the event, so you can kind of get an idea of what they look like. And they are really, really nice-looking posters. So you do get that. You get entry for your family into the picnic.
Yep, at Tier 1, it's just you. You know, yep, yeah. But at this $40 level, so the idea is that you would have some really cool collectible covers, mm-hmm. maybe a copy for everybody. You know, I don't know how you would want to do it, but then that the whole family can come to the picnic at this level. So
right.
We can't, you know, everything we've done here, and it'll be, this is one of the things that we'll be experimenting with over time is how much of the entry fee goes to the operation of the thing or the product of the thing and how much goes to the donation. This is the first time we've ever tried a picnic like this, so we leaned on trying to make sure that the store was profitable on the comics that it sold, you know, mm-hmm. but we hope the donation amounts are good, you know, and I, again, we'll be playing around with that a lot as time goes by.
So. Well, and it's worth mentioning at this point that you can donate more. So say you just want that $10 thing. It's just you want to come in, get your comic, go to the picnic. If you want to donate $50, we're not going to stop you.
Yeah, these are,
we are not, no.
Yeah.
We priced these out for convenience, but they're absolutely suggested.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a great point.
But that also comes with a $12.50 donation. 50 cent, $12.50 donation to Ronald McDonald House with that $40 tier.
Yep.
Next up, there's a
high roller.
Here we go. $99.99. There is a limit of six of these, and so you get everything above. So basically, you get the cover, you get the variants, you get a family a picnic entry, plus you get a 1 out of 50 variant. So tell us more about that.
Well, that one's by Alex Ross, who is the most famous comics painter around.
Really good.
Yeah, a lot of people know Alex. I mean, he's done a billion covers. Back in the day, one of the things he was famous for was the Kingdom Come series mm-hmm. From DC. Later did a Justice League series. He also did Marvels at Marvel and has just, you know, made quite a name for himself over the years on covers. He's one of the most known people ever. That cover is, it's spectacular. It's definitely a cool collector piece. And there you go.
Excellent. So you get that. And then that also includes a $25 donation. $25 of that will go to Ronald McDonald House. And then the
like
last.
Like I said, there's a high tier, but it's gone.
It's gone. We can tell you what you missed out on.
No, I mean, special thanks to John Rodenbiker and Tom Tepley, who bought out both of those already.
Nice work, guys.
We're actually working with Tom. There's a 1 in 500 variant we got our hands on. And so we're seeing if he would be willing to spend a little more to pick that up at the current kind of eBay price. And then we could open up the other, another one of those.
Sure.
It's possible he just wants both. but, you know, if that works out, we'll let everybody know. So.
Yep, absolutely. So feel free to call to Paradox, stop in, inquire about it if you have any questions about what all this is. And someone here will be able to give you lots of good information if this isn't enough. So, those are the different tiers that are available. The comics can be pre-ordered with your prepay, and they'll be available for pickup at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, August 8th, because Wednesday is New Comic Book Day.
Yep.
So that works out pretty well there.
And that was something Joe and Eric and I talked about this. I wasn't sure. You know, it's the middle of summer, though, so Wednesday evening from 5 to 8 in the middle of summer. I mean, that seems pretty good, right?
Right. Really? I mean, I think it's away from lake season for those of the people who disappear on the weekend, so it's a nice midweek. And you don't have to cook, which is also a bonus.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing I would like to see out of this is I mean, as a store over the last 6 months, what I've really come to realize is how much reward I have in marrying together the things I love, like comic books, with what I really love and have gotten a lot more out of over the years is doing charitable things, you know, and so I think putting these together, I'm really enjoying, you know.
That's great.
So I hope to see. I mean, I was going to ask you what types of events you have all year round as well. So.
Yeah, so we have a few big events through the Ronald McDonald House. Our biggest one is our Sweetheart Ball, which is our big fancy you get all dressed up dinner, and that's in February. It's the second Saturday in February, and we just finished up our golf tournament, which we have every summer, and we were very lucky that it was one of these nicer, cool days rather than those 95 degree days we had a while ago. So that was nice. And then we have kind of a fun third party event. Like, so this would we'd call a third party event. So it's not something that we run here at the Ronald McDonald House. We work with a partner. We have a motorcycle ride that is held in June. So the second Saturday of June out in New York Mills. And that's been going for about 17 years now.
Oh, wow.
So kind of the same thing. It started really small and it's just grown and grown and grown. And now they have about 1,000 people that come every year. So it's really, really fun.
So you've got goals to shoot for here, right?
Right, well, goals,
yeah,
right?
We're not going to get 1,000 people for this. I mean,
no,
they
didn't get 1,000 people for their first one either. Yeah. So that's 17 years down the road.
Well, yeah, because in my mind, what I want to do is come up with a unique event that we can repeat.
Yeah.
You know, and that we can build on. So, I mean, a couple things like this idea, there's going to be a comic every summer that's going to be cool. You know, there's always going to be something. It could be Transformers one year, it could be Turtles, you know, I have no idea, right? But there's always going to be something, unless they quit publishing comics, which would be terrible.
let's not go there.
But what I mean, what I would like to see evolve, I for years have had a thought of doing like a nerd picnic, and I'm like,
yeah,
there's nothing like this. There is no nerd picnic, you know. So, and there's several things floating out there. I've proposed to the Downtown Community Partnership trying to come up with a nerd day in downtown Florida.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah.
Yep, and so it's beginning.
Let's embrace our nerd.
Well, right, but yeah, it's beginning to develop in my head the idea.
Yeah,
maybe Ronald McDonald House could be, because like, what's a nerd day? Well, we could go around all the places downtown, but wouldn't it be even better if it was attached to doing a good deed?
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So, or maybe we could move the picnic over to Island Park. Maybe and let's just see where this goes. You know, like year one, I want to see. You know, again, it's all measuring success, right? So if a low number of people show up for this, then we ask ourselves things like, was the promotion confusing, you know,
right,
or did it not reach people, you know, things like that. Right.
Right, absolutely.
If it's successful, then we can review all the things we did and move from there, you know. And
absolutely.
I don't even know. I suppose I should in my head have an idea what I consider successful for the event, you know. But that's what I'm hoping. I mean, I'd love to turn this into a repeat event that we could grow into, you know, a really good, profitable event for you guys. You know, profitable is not a good word for a nonprofit, but...
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's cool. You know, for me, I wasn't really into comic books, and then I met Joe, and he, and with you guys and Joe, I'm starting to embrace this comic book life. It's really cool. My kids are really getting into them, you know? Like, it's a fun way to get kids involved and all the stuff that's out there in the kind of the all ages, and kids can support. It's fun. So.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's something we've been preaching for years around here. It's, you know, comic books are a great
hobby.
I was
just late to the party, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those things that can be tough to get into, and we've been discussing those barriers and things, but marrying it to something like this is a good way to get exposure for Ronald McDonald House and for comic books and parent. I mean, it just seems like a good symbiosis or symbiosis if you listen to Sony Pictures.
Well, I, you know, and the thing is with you all, you've got such a great crew from you through your staff right now of excited, engaged people who want to be the best they can get and are willing to work hard and get it, you know. And so, I mean, that's one thing I worry about with events like this is, you know, what you guys expect and need out of these events to give your time and to give, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, oh, but it's fun. We have fun.
Right, but if we did this and we raised $50, like none of us, you know what I mean? Like it would be hard to keep doing it. Right?
But you've already raised more than that.
Well,
so
yeah,
great.
Yes.
Yay.
I had negative rewards.
I know. And I'm trying to make you into the positive Ronald McDonald House, you know, the
That's
culture
right.
we've got where we just, everything's
awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
You need to go hang out over there for a while, Rich, and just try to soak up some of their positivity.
Yeah, go to the playroom. And-
yeah.
Right. Well, you can hang, you know, you can hang out. Yeah, you can go play some Star Wars pinball. That's the pinball machine we have. So, yeah. And there's, if you need to rest, we have these really comfy chairs that lean all the way back. They have a glow. Our little gamer station. So we're working on it. And actually, speaking of gaming, mm-hmm. kind of some cool stuff. Like we've been able, because of Joe and you guys, we've been able to partner with some stuff, people on Twitter, which has been kind of fun. So we just got a new Xbox donated to us. So in our little, you know, we have our gamer yeah. chairs and our little. So we're trying to appeal to kids of all ages, which is fun. So something we weren't able to do as well at our old location. So.
No, right. I mean the sky's the limit for the setup that you've got. You've got yeah. you've got the room to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of fun.
You never know what's going to happen. You create opportunities, and then you just see where it goes.
Absolutely,
and go from there. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if there's much more to cover. The picnic is from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on mm-hmm. Wednesday night, the 8th. You can pick the comic up early. You can buy your, you know, you can buy in now or the day of. It doesn't really matter. This is actually one of the largest number of copies we've ever ordered for a comic. Marvel has all kinds of hoops that you jump through to get all the cool covers. So right. I hope, I mean, I think well, the book's going to do really well. Like we are, you know, currently our number one selling comic of all time was the Marvel Star Wars number one from 2015. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to beat that, you know, that'd be a lot of fun. So what we wanted to make sure was that people had the opportunity to do the $40 level. And so we just wanted to make sure we had enough comics to make that happen. So
yeah, and just to reiterate, this is much different than the movies that have
yeah.
come out in recent times.
Yeah, this is good.
So yeah. If you liked those movies, I'm sorry, you'll probably still like the comic because the comic's going to be fantastic.
Four.
It's going to be fantastic. Four. I like it. That was good. That was good.
But yeah. Fantastic Four has been a big deal in Marvel for many years, and the fact that they dropped it for so long, you know, bringing it back is a pretty big deal in that world. What number issue do you know how far, like, when they
well,
really
we would,
ended? Like,
yeah, I mean.
Legacy numbering?
Yeah, well, it'll have, so Marvel does this unique thing now where it'll have a number one on the cover, but it'll also have a legacy number, which means over the years they've relaunched all their comics over and over and over again. What they do now is they've totaled up all the runs they've ever had and come up with one number of how many issues there have been. So I'm sure it's on the cover and I should know, but I think the high 600s.
Yeah, there were quite a few. Fantastic Four has been around for a long time. Very rich history with that book. So.
Oh, thank you. I'm a terrible person.
But I threw it out there for you.
Yeah.
If anyone's terrible, it's me.
Any last pitches from everybody? Why should we do this picnic?
Well, I mean, it's right there. It's for a charitable event. You know, getting the comic book is a great thing unto itself because it's going to be a good book. It's a big event. It's a big deal. But the fact that you can get your comic, donate to a worthy cause, and eat food. I mean, those are three things that I think everybody should like, right? Good comics, charitable causes, and eating. And it's just going to be a fun atmosphere. It's going to be a really positive place. I mean, if you were here during Free Comic Book Day this year, just, you know, imagine that attitude, but even more so, because now this is focusing on Ronald McDonald House. You know, when we had Ronald McDonald House in, but, you know, it was still Free Comic Book Day. It was still a big, you know, thing that way. But now this is like, I'm not doing a good job of explaining it, I think. But
well, Jill, the difference here, you're front and center here.
Yeah.
You know, Free Comic Book Day, they're coming for the free comics.
Well, right.
Here,
and we were an added bonus.
They're coming
for
you. You know, that's the difference, I think, between those two events.
Yeah. But I think you're right on. I mean, it's a win-win. I mean, you're going to go home with a really cool comic that we're all excited is back. You're going to get some food, so no cooking, which is always high on my list. And we get some money for their kids at the Ronald McDonald House, which is really great.
I should mention our chef, so to speak, is Dane Floating. Dane is a member of the Extra Life Guild locally, so charity work is near and dear to Dane's heart. But Dane has recently opened his own barbecue joint. And so he's going to be running our grill, primarily hot dogs, I'm thinking, is what we're looking at. And so he, you know, he'll be handing out business cards. I said, yeah, no, if you, he's doing it for free. And yeah, so he gets to, say,
do some promotion too. Yeah, absolutely. Let's give him a shout out. Yeah.
But yeah, no, Dane and the whole Extra Life crew are awesome. What the guild does, they recruit for the marathon, for the Children's Miracle Network Extra Life event. So their job is to go get people to get involved, and our job then is to run the events. So Steve DeCray is the head of that, that many people listening know Steve. All our regulars are sick of Steve. They've moved this so fine, we'll donate. We get it, you know. So, but yeah, I mean, other than that.
One thing that's kind of cool is, I think, is there's a little bit of a crossover there. So during the Extra Life Marathon, Paradox usually and some sponsors, some donors, bring in lots of cans of soda. And so all those cans of soda, we can pop off those tops, put them in the little Ronald McDonald House. And that is absolute. So there you go. We're going to get a bunch of gamers in here just drinking a ton of sodas. And then we can get some more stuff, some more money for Ronald McDonald House.
Well, and at the picnic, we'll have cans of soda.
There you go.
We've got to make sure and have a box.
Yeah, we'll make sure we have some pop-top houses over here for you.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, Jill, any final words for you?
No, just thanks for letting us be a part of it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope a lot of people come out.
I really like this idea of, you know, like we're so, we're comic book insiders because it's what we do all the
time.
You
are, yes.
Yep, and so our subscribers, it's comics first, that's where they come in, so we're all hardcore, right?
Right.
I think the thing that's cool about this is that it isn't about the comic first, you know, it's like the comic is part of the whole experience.
Yeah.
It's not the reason you're coming, and I think you take your family to the movies for the experience, you take them on vacation for the experience, so on and so forth. That's really what I hope we are going to start to create here at the shop is, you know, being a nerd is part of everything in your life, and it doesn't have to be the number one thing in your life. But I think marrying this together, I don't know. I love it. I think it's beautiful. So
yeah
it's going to be great.
We're doing in September, we're doing D&D for dogs. It's a charity event for Love of Dog Rescue, and we're going to play D&D all weekend as a fundraiser for them. So
you should have heard, Rich, we had some good puns. We were talking about it on the stream last night, our board game stream. We had some good puns for you.
I'll have to go back.
Well, yeah, I have to go and watch that. It'll be on our Twitch.
Paradogs?
We didn't say paradogs. No. I believe we talked about having a healer. There were a few other good ones. So.
Everybody loves a good pun.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you at the picnic. You know, one of the best things you could do, if you think this is a great idea, one of the number one things you could do is find the event on Facebook and share it. Get it out there. It's absolutely a great thing to come to these events and take part of them. It's even a bigger thing if you can just take a moment out of your day to share it and tell other people why you think it's awesome. So
absolutely.
We the more you do that, then the more results we get for Ronald McDonald House. You're very critical to it. So make yourself, again, you know, what would Mr. Fantastic and company do? They would be heroes. They'd take the next step. So,
that's right.
So challenge to you.
Right. So if you want to find out more about Ronald McDonald House, go to rmhcfargo.com.
.org.
.org, excuse me.
Yeah.
Are there any other places they can find Ronald McDonald House information or anything else?
Yeah, if you go there, it has it. Yeah, if you go to rmhcfargo.org, you have our links to our Twitter, Facebook, Insta, all the different things. So yeah, check it out.
Excellent. So check that out. And of course, paradoxcnc.com. You can find us on Twitter at ParadoxCNC. We're on Instagram as ParadoxCNC, on Facebook as well. And, of course, we live stream these podcasting episodes typically we do a block of them once a month, but sometimes we get to throw in little extra lunch times like this and when it's appropriate. So, of course, you can find that on twitch.tv/ParadoxCNC, and we usually put it up on one of the Paradox pages or groups on Facebook as well. And then we release episodes every Monday on iTunes. So tune in, check it out. And yeah, if you have feedback, definitely let us know, especially when we're talking about an event like this. You know, we'd love to hear more. We want to refine this. We want to build this. We want this to bring in 1,000 people in 17 years.
Right. I love it.
Let's do it for 17 years and get thousands of people. I'm all for it. So with that, I think we've said about all that we can at the moment. So thank you for tuning in, and we will see you at the picnic and on the next DocsCast.
This was a DocsCast. Hope you think it rocks, cast. Oh, look at the clocks, cast. Until next time, geek on.